This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 29 June 2018. Well, let's get right into it with the stock market. Stocks today had a strong start, and the Dow and S&P 500 are again above their moving averages. The NASDAQ is above the 50-day moving average, and energies, financial, materials, and industrials are leading the market higher. Pullback in the dollar and rebound in foreign markets is also helping the stock market. So a lot of us, yours truly included, think that stocks are overvalued, and they are. But nonetheless, the stock market continues to show some strength, at least at this point in time. I want to move into something from King World News. This is Egon von Gritz. Egon spent a little bit of time with me at the New Orleans conference last year, at the end of the year. I think it was in October, had a few pleasantries exchanged, and then we started talking markets fairly in depth. And this is an article that, at this point in time, a lot of even gold bugs are probably ho-humming, but it really is true. So I'm going to just go over a little bit of it and encourage you to read the whole article. But he talks about that the U.S. has had no real budget surplus for 60 years. The budget surplus under Clinton was because of the fact that Clinton took money from the Social Security Trust Fund, used that to show a surplus, and give the surplus, and take that money to show a surplus or balance the budget and surplus, and filled it with IOUs. So it's basically stealing the money out of your daughter's piggy bank, putting in a note that says, "I'll pay you back later," and using that money and saying it was, you know, something that you produced on your own, when that is not the case at all. So that's a fact. 60 years we've been running a payments deficit. So it goes on to say both Russia and China see the writing on the wall and understand the world's most indebted country, which is the United States, cannot solve its debt problem by issuing more debt. This is why Russia, China, and India are buying most of the global gold production every year. And then, of course, Russia added a lot of gold, which I put that on my Twitter feed and talked about it in one of the updates. So I'll leave it there and just continue onward. And this is out of Reuters. Digital currency sales hit $13.7 billion in the first 5 months of 2018. I will let you read the article itself. Just the opener is from Reuters. Digital currency sales jumped to $13.7 billion in the first 5 months of the year, nearly double the amount raised for the entire year 2017, according to a report released Thursday by PwC's Strategy and Consulting Division and the Switzerland-based Crypto Valley Association. Lots going on in that world, and I want to pause there and talk about it briefly, because I will be doing a webcast with a, I'll call him a new friend, Kent, that I met briefly at the Red Pill Expo, and he has written a paper that I've gone over twice. The title is The Decentralized Cryptocurrency Nightmare. Decentralized cryptocurrencies make transactions on private blockchains that create a global payment system. Fed coin around the corner. So I'm going to be doing an interview with him. He has a very interesting fact-based fact-based paper that I've read, and we'll go over this, about the good, the bad, and the ugly on the cryptocurrency. So you don't want to miss that. You want to sign up for our podcast, just go to themorganreport.com, scroll over the top menu. There's a podcast one there. You can subscribe, and usually there are these weekly updates as a minimum, and once in a while there'll be special longer podcasts, which again I'll be doing here probably next week with this gentleman. So you want to hear that. Additionally, the Morgan Report will be issued out this weekend, and the elections in Mexico, for those that aren't aware, will be taking place on the 1st of July. And I had quite a bit to say about what's going on with NAFTA not being approved or slam dunk or restamped as the normal protocol with the global elite, since certainly Trump has put a bit of a pipe into spokes of the turning wheels. Meaning that whatever you think about Trump, he certainly isn't going along with the globalist agenda, hook, line, and sinker. And I wouldn't say there's parts that he isn't going along with, but at least on this NAFTA, he's certainly slowed it up and it's being renegotiated. But above and beyond that, the election may have significant impacts on investments in Mexico, particularly for anyone involved in, let's say, the mining industry, which, of course, we've done quite a bit of in the Morgan Report reports. We cover all the commodities, of course, but we also look at the precious metals with a hard eye, and especially the silver market. So this is something that if you are not a subscriber to the Morgan Report, you're not getting this information, it's $50 a month. You might consider it, especially if you have exposure to Mexico on an investment basis, whether it be oil, silver, manufacturing, autos, whatever. It's certainly worth a look. Or go ahead and dig a lot on your own. That's certainly up to you. So moving on, we also have a trade. This would be a position trade that is a situation that's highly undervalued. And when I do my trades, I let you look over my shoulder. I show you the chart. I show you where I enter. I tell you why I'm going to do it and give you all the facts and then let you pick exactly how you're going to do it. If you're going to use futures, options, equities, ETFs, or what have you. When it comes to one that's more long-term oriented, we give it to all of our members and write it up, which is what we did for the July issue of the Morgan Report. This is something, the ones that we write up are, again, usually longer term duration, but they almost always work out well. And this is one that I think has got a lot of potential. No one else is aware of it as far as I understand it. Or no, because I see almost everybody else's work. They all want to see ours. And this is something probably, if you got this month's report, this one trade alone would probably pay for your subscription for several years. But that's forward-looking and no guarantees whatsoever. So that takes care of the Morgan Report. Next up is from Mishtalk, titled Donald of Arabia, Oil Sanction Idiocy, Another Oil Shock Coming. And Mish says, I can't believe that this has taken place, but Trump has reinstituted the sanctions on Iranians. And a quote here, of course, from the Department of Treasury Office of Foreign Asset Controls and the Trump administration officials have explained primary and secondary sanctions will be reimposed after 90 or 100-day wind-down period, depending on business activity and the failure to halt sanctioned activity by the end of the wind-down period. President Trump indicates that all of the sanctions waived or lifted under JCPOA will be reimposed. These changes most likely will be implemented through the new executive orders from the president. I won't read the whole thing. What I will tell you is that silver and oil are highly correlated. Oil has been showing a lot of strength lately. I know silver and gold are in the doldrums, and hardly anyone's paying attention to them at all. However, as I just read in the opening article, China's paying attention, Russia's paying attention, and India's paying attention. So some of the biggest holders of the treasuries of the United States are paying attention to gold, while basically the retail market is basically dead. And there is a day of reckoning ahead of us. No one knows exactly when. Also, with the Fed tightening their budget and wanting to unwind their balance sheet at about $600 billion a year, and the debt on the nation's near-term debt being about $21 trillion, which means about $1.2 trillion deficit each year. If you add that together, you get about $1.8 trillion. And Xi Jinping has said he's really not interested in buying much more of the U.S. Treasury debt. And that's kind of ditto across the board. So basically, you're going to have an increase in the amount of offerings for U.S. debt and less buyers. Well, what will that do? That will push interest rates higher, which means servicing the debt becomes more burdensome because the interest rate paid to service that debt is going higher and higher. So we are in a mess, folks. We've been saying that for a long time. And anyone that argues with me that says, well, nothing's really happened, was not alive during the 2007-8-9 financial crisis, which is the way it was referred to even in the mainstream press. And we have not recovered from that, not in any significant way whatsoever. However, you can hear about the great recovery and the green shoots and all this nonsense that's put out in the mainstream press. And you can believe the government numbers that even Trump is now using, that, you know, unemployment is low, 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 and on it goes. However, the truth of the matter is, just take a look out your window. Has there been some businesses that have done well? Yes. Have there been some innovations made? Yes. But the overall economic picture really has not improved. And now with this trade war going on and on, sanctions being reimposed, it is going to be more and more economic hardship as we go down the road, and the tide will turn toward the precious metals at some time. And I think it's even possible sometime before the end of this year, 2018. Now we're going to see some super strength, but we may see this level hold. The uptrend line for 2 years in gold is about 1,240, depending on how accurate you draw the line. And we're within about $10 of that right now. I believe it will hold. It may not. Time will tell. But even if the line is broken, doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of the bull market. We will have to wait and see. And finally, I want to leave you with this. Worried about smartphone radiation? Silver can help lower the risk. Many studies have been performed over the last two decades to learn whether mobile phones pose a potential health risk because of the electromagnetic radiation they produce when it's held close to the head. For those who don't want to take the risk, Swiss-based startup FazUp, F-A-Z-U-P, has a solution that uses silver. The company's patch is a silver ink printed antenna that attaches to the back of a smartphone, and the company claims it directs electromagnetic waves away from the user's head. Company officials also say that the patch reduces specific absorb rate, a measure of the rate at which energy is absorbed by the human body when exposed to a radio frequency. So if you're interested in that, I suggest you get look it up on your own. And it says that this device retails for about $41 US. So that's it. Remember, there's nothing more powerful than the truth. And I'll be back with you next week for a weekly perspective. And also get on our free list at themorganreport.com. Please help us spread the word. It's not all about silver. It's about the big macro picture and the resource sector in general. Plus the podcasts, I think you'll find them interesting. And of course, we take inputs from those on our list that say, hey, would you interview so-and-so or such-and-such or speak about? Doesn't necessarily, we will honor every single request, but it does mean that your input is valuable to us. I really think everyone that is either in the cryptocurrency situation in any way, shape, or form, even at a cursory level or at a huge level, needs to hear this interview. And if you've kind of been on the sidelines and kind of waiting to jump in for the right time and the right when, why, how, I also believe that this will be an interview. Of course, once it's accomplished, then of course I'll post it on the podcast. So if you can't listen to it real time, you'll be able to at least download it from the website. So that's it. I'll be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.